Hello, dear. This is your host, Renee, from All the Hot Topics from UBC. Today, in our podcast, we'll be discussing about fashion sustainability. We have a special guest from the UBC Vantage College to dig a little deeper into this topic.
Hello, thank you for having me here on your podcast, Renee. My name is Annie. I was a first-year student at Vantage, and now I'm looking forward to becoming a second-year UBC student.
So fascinating. I can't wait until you get to start your journey for your second year. I would like you to introduce yourself a little more to the audience, so they will have some background on who you are and how you ended up doing research about fashion sustainability.
No problem. I'm Sunny, moving on to the second year in UBC. I'm from Korea and went to high school in the US and came to Canada for university. My recent activities at school are doing a research program at Vantage College and consulting orientation for incoming freshmen. I'm working as an executive member of the UBC Korean Intercollegiate Student Society and Korean Journal Club. Well, the obvious answer would be that we did research because it was mandatory for our Band 149 courses. My group and I discussed what our interests were, and the common boundary was fashion. Since the subject or topic was supposed to be about sustainability, we have combined fashion and sustainability together and decided on doing fashion sustainability.
Wow! Research project about more than fashion and sustainability. It sounds so interesting. What did you bring to think of this idea? Fashion sustainability is a huge topic, because it could be about fast fashion or mass production, clothing waste, and so on. May I ask, what part did you take in your research?
Sure. Thank you for asking. And yes, fashion sustainability itself is a broad topic. My group and I narrowed it down and focused on fast fashion.
Fast fashion? What is it about?
Fast fashion is making inexpensive clothes rapidly in a short period. And in this process, a lot of toxic chemicals cause air pollution, and in making more clothes, there is more waste and more carbon dioxide.
So, could you please tell us how your research project went through?
Sure. So, basically, we proceeded to survey for Vantage students. It was a total 29 questions, including demography, yes or no, strongly agree to disagree strongly, always to never, multiple choices, and fill in the blank questions. We compared variable A, which was how much a person is concerned about clothes, and variable B was how aware are they of what happens when they throw clothes away. And we used a descriptive statistics method by using the summary of the survey data to analyze how UBC Vantage students are interested in our environment.
Oh, was this survey just for the Vantage students in UBC?
Yes. Since it's a research project in Vantage College, all the participants for the survey were Vantage students who are older than 18.
Okay, can I ask you, what is your research question?
Yes, so our research question is, how do UBC Vantage students think about the mass purchasing of clothes and its effect on the environment?
So, did you answer this question?
Overall, yes, we could. Their responses were a bit vague because some participants were aware of how fast fashion affects the environment, but they were not concerned as much.
Could you please explain to us about the results?
Of course. Overall, more people know fast fashion and sustainability than we thought. Around 70% have no awareness of how fast fashion and wasting fashion are affecting the environment. And there is more evidence that people waste many clothes, like having my closet full of clothes, like to go shopping, like to buy clothes frequently. We try to figure out how many clothes people usually own by serving four different categories. As a result, people usually like to go shopping and have more than 10 clothes in a year. Moreover, most of the time, they have more than one of the same kind of clothing. In addition, people are likely to donate or recycle their clothes that they do not wear anymore. However, the interesting part was that even though they know about the affection of fast fashion, the tendency of interest in the environment is lower than awareness.
Thank you for your explanation. Let's take a commercial break.
Have you ever wondered where does all your clothes go after you put them in the garbage?
No.
Well, you should now. It all goes to waste and it takes about 200 years to completely decompose. During the wait of 200 years, it will harm the environment that we live in. So it is important to acknowledge either consuming less clothes or rethink before you throw your clothes away. This was from Save the Environment from Clothes. If you're interested and wanting to know more, please email us at saveenvironment@gmail.com. SAVENVIRONMENT@gmail.com.
Our brand, Modern Outfitters, proudly represent on saving the environment. We have an ongoing promotion when you bring outdated clothes, worn-out clothes, or any type of clothes that you do not wear anymore. Then, you get a 15% discount on any item you buy in store. This is not a limited promotion. This is an ongoing promotion. The clothes that you bring will be recycled and made into new clothes to reduce landfills. Don't forget, this was from Modern Outfitters.
Old clothes? Clothes you bought years ago and did not know that it even existed? Wearing out jeans or t-shirts? Do you just throw them away? But from now on, you should not. If you call 1-800-123-4567, you will be in contact with Reuse It, Don't Dump It campaign, and it will take your old or unworn clothes for free. This campaign is to help save the environment from the mass waste of clothes. Don't forget to call 1-800-123-4567. 1-800-123-4567.
Welcome back to our podcast. I didn't know fashion has a crucial part for the environment.
Currently, many brands are trying to make less environmental destruction by making clothes with eco-friendly materials. Overall, our research aims to help to provide how much advantage UBC students acknowledge the crucial issue of mass purchasing and its effect on our environment. This research may support further future studies on how people are aware or not.
It is really interesting to see your research and results. Thank you for bringing us such a great project. And our podcast will end up here. Thank you for listening and see you next time.